After it entered the millennium, the Lord himself in the form large creation, maintenance, and distribution. As Prabhupada writes in today's purport, right? Lord is creating this material world. The conditioned soul takes some ingredients from this material world, from Lord's creation only, and he starts his own creation. And he maintains them for his own sense gratification, right? And he is forced to unwillingly depart from all his creations. And again, that phase is ended and he will enter again into another phase of creation and maintenance and destruction. So that's how things are going on in the material world. But Prabhupada writes that foolish conditioned soul who has taken this temporary world as a permanent settlement has to live intelligently while such creation and destruction are taking place. Right? So the problem, some may endeavor to know, right? Some conditioned souls may endeavor to know some technical aspects behind this creation and destruction, right? But as Nimaila Prabhu was mentioning the other day, right, there are 16 systems of philosophy, right? Out of them, 14 are only, only two are saying that there's a personal God, there's a person God behind this creation and destruction, right? So some may endeavor, but they end up in wrong conclusion. But as pointed by Srila Sukadeva Goswami in this section and Prabhupada's purports and purports by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, so the concluding point behind all this is there is a personality of Godhead behind the happenings of this material creation, behind the creation and destruction. There is a personal God, right? So as some of these purports in this chapter mentioned, that supreme personality of Godhead as Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva are undertaking this task of creation, maintenance and destruction. That is personality. Right. So, and somewhere in 34th or 33rd purport, 34th purport, 35th purport, Prabhupada writes, devotees are more attached to that personal form of the Lord who is causing all these manifestations in this material world. Devotees are attached to and worship that personal form of the Lord who is the source of all these creations. So, like the drama, Krishna, Narasimha. So, after the Virat group description ends in 32nd or 33rd verse, that there is a subtle form behind this gross material, you know, universal form, Virat group. And devotees reject these two forms and then they accept the personal forms of the Lord like the drama, Krishna, Narasimha, like that. So, Prabhupada writes there that worship of pure devotee never stops, both in beginning and after perfection. Whereas worship of impersonalist stops after his attainment of salvation, where he merges in the impersonal form of Brahma. So, basically, devotee sees the relation between this Virat Rupa or the material nature or things of this material world in connection with the personality of God. And he clearly understands that behind this all gross and subtle manifestations in this material nature, there is a personal form of the Lord. In the third canto, eighth chapter, Brahmaji sees the form of Garbhodaksha Vishnu. He is the main personality of Godhead within one material universe. Right? He sees the personal form of Garbhodaksha Vishnu. Right? So, the form is described in several verses. He has a form, he is not a form, he is not formless. The personality behind this whole cosmic manifestation has a form, beautiful form. Preksham kshipantam harito padatre sandhya pranive guru rukma murjana ratnoda dharo shadiso manasya vanasrajo ve anubhujandri pandare. The Lord's of Iskar Bhautik Sai Vishnu. This present form, or any transcendental form expanded by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, is equally auspicious for all the universes. Since you have manifested this eternal personal form, upon whom your devotees meditate, I offer my obeisances to you. Those who are destined to be dispatched to the path of hell neglect your personal form, right? Because of speculating on material topics. So the personality, the personal form of the Lord is present behind this material, gross and subtle manifestations. One who neglects this personal form and then runs behind many other temporary forms or some wrong conclusions, he is dispatched to the path of hell. This is Brahma's words. So basically the personal form of the Lord is the origin of all creation. So that's what Brahma has to say. Let's see what Rudra has to say. In the fourth canto there is Rudra Gita, right? There Lord Shiva offers several prayers to the Lord, right? Glorifying the personal form of the Lord. So before entering there, he offers his obeisances to the Chaturvyuha, right? Who are actually behind the all the gross and material elements, gross and subtle elements in this material world. Right? He is offering the obeisances to this Chaturvyuha. First, he offers obeisances to Vasudeva. Namah Pankaja Nabhaya Bhuta Sukshmendriyatmane Vasudevaya Shantaya Kutasthaya Svarotishya. Vishnu, Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, is the origin of material creation by the virtue of the lotus flower which is growing from his navel. Namah Pankaja Nabhaya Bhuta Sukshmendriyatmane. Bhuta Sukshma Indriya. He is the origin of senses and sense objects. He himself is the origin of material senses and material sense objects also. Right? Then, Vasudevaya Shantaya Kutasthaya Svarotishe. So, Vasudeva is the predominating deity of Chitta, consciousness. So, this Lord Shiva is offering obeisances to that Supreme Lord, who is the source of this material senses and sense objects. And he is also offering obeisances to the predominating deity of Chitta, consciousness. And let's see what he says further. Then he later he offers obeisances to Sankarshan. Vasudeva, then no Sankarshan. Sankarshanaya Sukshmaya Durantyaya Antakaya Cha Namo Vishva Prabodhaya Pratyumnaya Antaratmani. He is offering obeisance to Sankarshana and Pratyumna. This Lord Sankarshana is the origin of all material, subtle material ingredients. He is the master of all integration and disintegration. Sankarshana is the master of all integration and disintegration. Right? Material scientists may say that there is they may discover law of gravity, who is integrating all the items and keeping them in their places. Right? But Prabhupada writes that the master of all integration can create devastation. And by the disintegrating blazing fire that is emanating from the mouth of Sankarshana, he can destroy everything. See, there is integration and there is some positioning of different material objects in this material world. So the scientists may give an explanation to it. This is because of law of gravity or something. But there is a personality of Godhead behind this integration of all items. He can disintegrate also, not Sankarshan. Right? He can just displace all of them. Somewhere in the fifth canto, it mentions that Lord mercifully creates this material world, as we discussed, just to give an opportunity for the conditioned soul to go back to God. Right? That is Lord's mercy. But if the conditioned soul acts so stupid and he doesn't take, especially the human being, if he doesn't take this opportunity of human life to do devotional service and go back to God, Lord becomes so disgusted and frustrated and becomes Fascinating DT of Intelligence, and he is responsible for the universal growth and maintenance. Sankarshan is the master of integration and disintegration. Sankarshan is also the master of ego, predominating DT of ego. Then Lord Shiva offers obeisances to Aniruddha. Vasudeva, Sankarshana, Pradyumna, now Aniruddha. Aniruddha is the predominating DT of mind and senses. Namo Namo Niruddhaya, Rishi Kesendriya Atmane. Namah Paramahamsaya Purnaya Nivrutatmani. So he is offering obeisances to the deity of mind and senses. So the conclusion behind this whole thing is, Lord Shiva offered obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all Bhuta, what is it? Bhuta Sukshmendriya Atmani, who is the source of all senses and sense objects. Right? And who, and he is offering obeisances to the Chitra Vyuha, and who are the predominating deities of Chitta, Mana, Buddhi, Ahankar. Right? So, revealing to us that there is a personality. There are personalities of Godhead, who are expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? Who are behind all the functionings of this, whatever gross and subtle manifestations we are seeing in this material world. Right? Lord Shiva's prayers reveal this conclusion to us. And Lord Shiva, after you are the predominating deities of my mind, buddhi, ahankar, all this. So let me engage all my senses or whatever, mind or whatever, intelligence, everything in your service. That is the conclusion. But current theme for this presentation is mainly to identify the personality of Godhead behind all the gross and subtle manifestations in the material world. Now, so an intelligent person, after understanding that there is a personality of Godhead behind this creation, he should be eager to worship that personality of God. Lord Shiva continues in his prayers in the Rudra Gita. After offering prayers to the controlling deities of Chitta, Mana, Buddhi, Ahankar, everything, senses, sense objects, everything, then he is eager to see that personal form of the Lord. Darshanam Nodhikshunam, Dehi Bhagavata Architam, Rupam Priyatam Amswaram Sarvendriya Gunanjanam. Darshanam no Vidrikshunam. I am very eager to have that darshan of the personality of Godhead. What kind of darshan? Dehi Bhagavata Architam. Give me that darshan. Bhagavata Architam. Bhagavata, the great devotees of the Lord, Architam, they worship that Lord. Worship that form. I want to see that form. Dehi Bhagavata Architam. Rupam Priyatamam Svanam, that personal form of the Lord is very dear to Svanam, to the devotees. Right? And another aspect of that beautiful form is Sarvendriya Gunanjanam. Sarva Indriya Gunanjanam, it can perfectly satisfy the demands of all the senses. The personality of Godhead's form can perfectly satisfy the demands of all senses. After all, his expansions are the controlling deities of the, you know, senses, and chitta, buddhi, ahankar. So if you engage all of them in the service of that personality of Godhead, all of them will be satisfied, all our senses. Right? And then he continues, Snigdha Pravrthanashyamam, Sarva Saundarya Sangraham, Charvayatati Durgahu, Sujata Ruchiranam, Patma Kosha Palachaksham, Sundara Vrusunasitam, Sudvijam Sukha Polasyam, Samakarna Vibhukshanam. Snigdha Pravrthanashyamam. I will not get into the details of all the aspects of Lord's beauty now. So, Sarva Saundarya Sangraham. The second line of this verse is Sarva Saundarya Sangraham. The Lord is the collection of all beauty. There are different types of beauties in the material world and in the spiritual world. But Lord contains all those beauties. That's why he is Sarva Saundarya Sangraham. So, both materialists and spiritualists can enjoy the beauty of God. Prabhupada writes in Purport. So, because Lord is Sarva Saundarya Sangraham, there is a personal form of the Lord, very beautiful form of the Lord, which is behind it, all the beauties of this material manifestation, material world or even spiritual world. Right? So, because sit there, they come with their cameras and this and that. So I keep speaking about our agriculture, Goshala, biogas, this and that, so many GV projects. The presentation is over. I close the PPT file. Then, during the PPT, people will note down something or click some photos like that. So when I close the PPT, there is a wallpaper, Madhav.
Avatari, remaining are all avatars.
measuring 7 spans of my own hand. I am enclosed within the pot-like universe composed of material nature. The total material energy, false ego, ether, air, water, earth. And what is your glory? Unlimited universes pass through the pores of your body just as particles of dust pass through the openings of screen window. See the shade net? Say particles of dust may pass through the screen window. Right? Like that, several universes, unlimited universes are coming out from the body of Mahavishnu, who is an expansion of Krishna. So where is Krishna? Where is Brahma? Brahma is, you know, the controlling deity within one universe. He has certain powers. So he is the source of all. So Brahmaji reveals here in his prayers that the ultimate personal form of the absolute truth behind all gross and subtle manifestation is this form of Krishna. What is the speciality of that form? Right? So he can reciprocate with different devotees of different rasas at the same time. Only Krishna does it. Remaining all may not do it. Of course, Lord Ram is there, he is also personality, supreme personality of God.
Then Tattvam Param Yoginam, he appeared like a supreme absolute.
continuously, right, with all kinds of devotees under the Govardhan Leela. And even Kalia also, he was dancing on the hoods of Kalia, right, and different devotees on the banks of the Kalia Lake are undergoing different kinds of emotions, right, while seeing Krishna dancing on the hoods of Kalia. Right. So although Lord is one in his various forms, you know this Advaita Manchatamanadi Mantarupam, Adyam Purana Purusham Navayavanam, still, his form of as Krishna with gopas and gopis as Kaishora Murti is the most perfect form. Prabhupada writes in the Rudra Gita purports. Rudra Gita purports, Sarva Samdarya Sangraham Sujata Rujiranam. Right? Lord Shiva is saying Charvai the Chaturbhau. He is also offering obeisances to the four-handed form of Narayan, Chaturbhau. Krishna doesn't manifest in four-handed form. He is a two-handed gopal. Rudra is offering obeisances to Narayan also. But Prabhupada is writing in the purport, this Rupam Priyatam Svana, for the devotees, the dearmost form is the form of Krishna in Vrindavan. Right? The Vaishnavas accept the form of the Lord in his Vrindavan pastimes as the chief form. Krishna may be in Dwaraka, Krishna may be in Mathura, but in Vrindavan, his form is the chief. Right? So, is the, how does that form look like in Vrindavan? Brahmaji says, in his prayer, first prayer, he says, Naumityate Prabhu Vishe Taritambaraya Gunjavatamsa Paripit Chalasan Mukhaya Vanyasraje Kavala Vetra Vishana Vedu Lakshmasriya Mridupade Pushupanga Jaya. Naumityate, I am offering obeisances to that form which is Idya. Worshipable, most worshipable form. What is that form? Abra Vapushe, his Vapu, his body, is of the color of Abra, clouds. Abra Vapushe. Taditambaraya. Taditambaraya means his Ambara is cloth, is like lightning, gold, yellow. That is his cloth. Gunjava Tamsa, his ornaments, his earrings are all made with Gunja. The lowly Gunja seeds, small, the black and red. It's not heavy diamonds or some other rubies, emeralds, lapis lazuli, so many precious stones are there which are found in Vaikuntha, but he is wearing gunja. Paripicha lasan mukhaya, and he is wearing paripicha, this peacock feather, lasan mukhaya, and his face is resplendent by wearing gunja, not by diamonds, by wearing peacock feathers, not by any other very costly ornamentation. Peacock feather, see Janmashtami, you may worship the, you may decorate the Lord, you know, very lavishly, right? You may spend, you know, 5, 6 lakhs or 10 lakhs on the dress of the Lord after the darshan opens. But if the pujari forgets to put a peacock feather there, so the darshan is not that very much appreciated by all the viewers. So they are going to give a feedback to the pujari. Last Friday, I forgot to put the peacock feather to Mahaprabhu. When Gurukul Bhai came and told me, Prabhuji Morbhag Neta. So I had to go and put, I forgot that. So peacock feather has that significance. Right? Then Vanyasraje, he doesn't wear all these ornamental flowers. He wears, you know, simple forest flowers. Right? I don't know what are ornamental flowers, nursery. Aloknamabhu may say, orchid and all. So I don't know whether they are available in Vrindavan or not. So he wears very simple forest flowers which are available in the Vraja. Kavala. Curd rice. Dadi Odhanam. Dadi Odhanam. Curd rice in his hand. He is not eating any opulent push of paneer, fried rice, this and that. He is taking curd rice. Vetra. A stick. He doesn't have big weapons. He has a stick that to control the calves and cows. Vishana Venu, buffalo horn, right? Not that trumpet or something like that, buffalo horn. Then Venu, flute, not Veena or anything. No. Or different musical instruments are there. They may cost, you know, 5,000, 10,000, you know, 1 lakh, 2 lakhs. But Venu is just a piece of bamboo with some holes in it. That's what Krishna holds. Right? The costliest may could be few hundred rupees maybe. I don't know. Pankajaya. He is not the son of a great emperor of this material world. He is the son of a cowherd boy, Pasupa Angajaya, Nanda Maharaj's son. So Brahmaji, by offering this prayer, first prayer to Krishna, he is revealing that this cowherd boy form of Krishna, which is adorned with Gunja, is the Gunja ornaments are different things which I just mentioned. It is the supreme most form among all the forms of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Right? This Gunja ornaments are superior to the ornaments that are available in Vaikuntha. Right? The Vanyasraja, the forest flowers, they are superior to the Parijata flowers of Swargalok. Right? And this Betra, this stick and different pieces of the Gopa form, he specifically mentioned Betra, Buffalo horn, all that. So this is this form of Gopa is superior to all other forms. Right? And this peacock feather, we mentioned, and Mrudupade. And by saying that Mrudupade, he is glorifying Vrindavan also. Because Lord's lotus feet directly touch the earth on the land of Vrindavan. In Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu wears slippers. In Vraja, Krishna doesn't wear slippers. He directly imprints his auspicious marks on his feet on the earth directly. That's why Mother Earth preserves those footprints. No cow, no calf, no gopa, no gopi, no birds will ever disturb the footprints of Krishna. When Krishna was in the Kaliya lake, all the Vrajavasis, without knowing where Krishna is, they just ended up in Kaliya lake just because Krishna's footprints are there. They just followed Krishna's footprints and reached the Vraja lake. Right. So this form of Krishna is most superior to all other forms of Krishna. That's why Romotsavo Mama Idankri Vitankidaya, this Braja, Earth is celebrating, right? When Lord is traversing with his lotus feet on his on her surface, so she is celebrating, right? Ornaments on earth are the lotus feet. So this Vrindavan is spreading the glories of earth, this earthly planet. So earth is glorious only because Vrindavan is there, and in Vrindavan Krishna is directly putting his foot on the earth. Right. So this Krishna's form. So Narayana's form, accepting a Supreme Personality of Godhead, may be natural for people who are in Aishwarya Bhava. But actually, our scriptures say that the absolute truth is Narayan truth. See, we are also in two hands, two legs, one face, that form only. So to accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, God also having that form may not be natural for people, ordinary people. They may accept Narayan form as Supreme, right? But scripture says that absolute truth is in Narayan truth. Even Bible says that the form of human being is made in the form of God. So Krishna's two-handed form in Vrindavan is the supremest form. So Krishna can attract everyone. He is Akhila Rasamrita Murti. So it also said, Advaita Vachitam Anadi Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Nava Yavvanamcha. This form of the Lord always appears very youthful. Right? There is a breakup in the ages, right? First 5 years of age is called Kaumara age. The next 5 years is Pauganda. Next 5 years, 15 years, is Kaishwara. Post that is Yavana. Krishna stayed in Gokul Mahavan for 3 years, 4 months. He completed his Kaishwara. 5 years it takes, but he completed his age in 5 years, in 3 years, 4 months. Then he stayed in Vrindavan. From Gokul Mahavan, they shifted to Vrindavan. There he stayed for 3 years, 4 months. So in the 3 years, 4 months, he completed his Pauganda. And 6 years, 8 months, Krishna came out of this Pauganda. Then 10 years, he will become Kaishwara, an ordinary boy, who should enter Kaishwara, should complete Kaishwara. 15 years, but Krishna completed in 10 years only. So by that time, around 10 years, 7 months or something like that, below 11 years, so Krishna came to Mathura, he is already in Yavana. So Krishna's growth till Yavana is fast, right? And from Yavana, he will not grow again, right? Our growth till Yavana takes 15 years, right? And in next 15 years, we will come to old age. I was going to this doctor, adversaries to the helpless bodies of Kali Yuga. But Krishna's body is Ananda Chinmaya Savitvala Vikrahasya. He doesn't grow beyond there. Although he is 129 years old, he appears to be like 19 or 16 years old. So he lived for around 11 years in Vrindavan, then 18 years in Mathura, then 100 years in Dwarka, 129 years. Although he is 129, he looks like 16 only. Never. That is the form of Krishna. Then another, this one, I just mentioned about the speciality of that form in terms of attracting different devotees in different rasas, and the superiority of this form and things connected to this form and the land connected to this form as superior to every other form. So now another description that Gaurabhra was mentioning in this 21st chapter in Vidya Vidya mentioned. Then the description of this Vrindavan form of Krishna captivated and transformed Sukadeva Goswami, who was attached to the impersonal conception, Brahman conception. Right? The description of Vrindavan form of Krishna attracted him. He transformed his heart. Right? So this was, one is Ahobhagyam, the qualities of Krishna, his merciful nature. Another is the form of the Lord and his reciprocation with his cowherd boys and gopas. So that verse is in 10th canto, 21st chapter. Varha Bidam Natavaravaku Karnayo Karnikaram Vipradvasa
Vrindavan is the chief most among all the forms of personality. Right? So the whole
come out of this Lord's creation and destruction and his own creation and destruction. He is to hear about the spiritual world, Vrindavan and Krishna, where there is no creation and destruction. Like that. So conditioned souls, valuable energy may be utilized in devotional service to go to the spiritual world. Right. So at this point we should acknowledge the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, because of which we are able to come to this understanding. The other day Vimalendra Prabhu was mentioning there are so many systems of philosophy, there is a lot of confusion, right? But because of Prabhupada's mercy, we came to the understanding of the supreme form of the absolute truth, which is Krishna, right? This is very rare, out of 60 material world is filled with materialists, right? They have no interest in spirituality. And those who are interested in spirituality are misguided by different non-bona fide paths. But somehow by Prabhupada's mercy, we came to one bona fide path, which is worshipping this form of Vrindavan Krishna as the supreme most form. This understanding is not so easy to attain for an ordinary condition. So we are extremely fortunate, right? So it's so horrible even to imagine where we will end up, right? Where we must have ended up without this Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada's Krishna consciousness movement. Many conditioned souls are there in the planet, and even within India also not many are having this understanding as Krishna is the source of everything. He is the supreme personality of God. So Prabhupada's mercy that we got this. Just I end with a small analogy. It comes somewhere in the first canto, 18th chapter or 19th chapter. Parikshit Maharaj, Tolayama Levayana Vina Swarkam Nabunaro. So there, Chakravarti gives an example that one who is attached to opposite sex is more dangerous than the opposite sex itself. Right? Womanizer is more dangerous than woman. It's like opposite sex. Similarly, that is dangerous for our spiritual life. Similarly, a devotee is more dangerous for us than Krishna himself, for our material life. Right? So devotee, one who is attached to opposite sex is more dangerous than the opposite sex itself. Similarly, one who is attached to Krishna can induce attachment in us also to Krishna. Unless we have gone through Sukadeva Goswami's descriptions of Krishna's past